Swing, brought to you by the king of Western Swing, Spade Cooley. With Ginny Jackson, Hank Penny, Becky Barfield, Bill Gray, Careless Love, Lotta Chatter, and our guest this evening, Jimmy Wakely. Now here he is, Spade Cooley.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This is my first radio show and the first chance to get acquainted with people in all parts of the country who have never played before. By the way, the latest survey shows that three of the top tunes in the country are Western. So that sort of might prove that we maybe are on the right track. What do you think,
Bob? Well, listen, Spade, I want you to know that I'm so glad to be on a program that stars the king of Western swing.
Now, go easy on that king stuff, Bob. It sort of embarrasses me.
Well, but you are the king. Now, my wife prefers classical music, but even she says you deserve the title.
Really?
Yes, she heard one of your records, and she said, that Spade Cooley ought to be crowned.
Well, don't forget to thank her for me, Bob. Don't you think we better turn the band loose on the first number?
Okay, is it something you wrote yourself?
No, I don't think anybody wrote it, Bob. It sort of came out of the deep south, and it's a hoedown that just kind of grew up with the country.
And you give it your Western swing treatment.
That's right, with plenty of fiddles, and it's called Bile That Cabbage Down.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the first number on the first Spade Cooley show seems to be a combination of Western swing and Southern cooking. Bile That Cabbage Down. I have a better understanding of what Western swing really is. Well-organized, big band arrangements with a Western flavor.
Well, that's exactly what we try to make it, Bob. Now let's listen to how it sounds with a singer joining in. And she's a real lovely singer, too. Little Ginny Jackson. Ginny, this is Bob Lamond.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, Ginny. Well, Ginny, this is our first formal introduction, but I've heard you work with Spade down at the Santa Monica Ballroom. You've been with him for quite a while, haven't you?
Yes, this is my fourth year.
Sounds like a permanent job.
Well, I certainly hope it is.
Ginny sang with Henry King and Ted Fiorita before she joined me, but I believe she's more at home in a Western band.
Well, I should be, Spade. After all, you know, I was raised on a ranch 13 miles from the nearest town, up in the state of Washington.
Well, yes, you really qualified. Well, Ginny, what's your song?
It's called Hip City, Hot City. And it's one that I sang with Spade on his latest record release.
It's a sort of a hut-sut song with a Western accent.
You know, the band sings part of a chorus, too. And if you listen closely, you might hear Spade's voice.
Well, take my advice, Bob, and don't strain your ears. But here it is, Hit City, Hot City.
Oh, Hit City, Hot City, Hoot City, Hoot City.
Jigga, 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 bop.
to behave. Hipsy-hopsy-hootsy-tootsy, it's a lovely day. I've got to meet my tootsy-wootsy. Is it any wonder why I'm gay? Hipsy-hopsy-hootsy-tootsy, it's a lovely day. My friends all think I'm crazy, but I'm so in love, you see. The one I love has promised that he soon will marry me.
Oh, hipsy-hopsy-hootsy-tootsy,
jiggy-jiggy-jig-ba-oo-ba-ay.
Hipsy-hopsy-hootsy-tootsy,
it's a lovely day. Lovely day. I've got to meet my tootsie-wootsie. Is it any wonder why I'm gay?
Tootsie-wootsie-tootsie,
it's a lovely day. My friends all think that I should see a psychoanalyst. I wouldn't think that I was crazy if you saw the way he kissed.
Oh, tootsie-wootsie-tootsie,
jiggy-jiggy-jig-ba-oo-ba-ay.
Tootsie-wootsie-tootsie,
it's a lovely day. Oh.
If I'm any judge of songs, your record of Hit City, Hot City should wind up on the bestseller list.
Well, that wouldn't hurt my feelings a bit, Bob.
Say, incidentally, Spade, when I saw you at the Santa Monica Ballroom, there was a gawky country boy with you, a fellow with baggy pants and a big smile.
Oh, I know who you mean, and here he is now, the plain old country boy himself, Hank Penny.
Howdy, Hank. Howdy, Spade. Howdy, Hank. Howdy, Spade. Howdy, Hank. I'd like to... Howdy, Spade. Hank, howdy, Hank. Howdy, Spade. Howdy, Hank. I want... 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 Howdy, Spade. Howd
too. Take it easy, will you?
Well, I'm looking for my dog. The poor little fella got lost.
Oh, that's too bad, Hank. Why don't you put an ad in the paper for him?
That wouldn't do no good. My dog can't read.
No, Hank, he means you should offer a reward. Would you pay to get your dog back?
You bet I would, buddy. I'd give all the money I saved for the last 5 years.
And how much is that?
$1.82.
You mean in 5 years you've only saved $1.82?
Yep, that's pretty good for a fella that works for you, ain't it?
Well, apparently the dog means a lot to you, Hank. He must be just like one of the family.
Well, around the years, he does look like my Uncle Elroy.
Hank, you're going to need a better description than that for the ad. What's the dog's name?
Spot.
What color are his spots?
Oh, he ain't got no spots. He's just plain white.
Well, why do you call him Spot if he's pure white?
Because he's lazy. He always sits around in one spot.
Well, anyhow, he's a small white dog.
Right, right.
Spits?
No, he drools a little.
I'm afraid that doesn't help very much. Maybe your dog has some special trick.
Oh, he's got a Jim Dandy trick. You see dogs that can just walk on two legs?
Yes.
He's twice as smart. He can walk on four legs.
Hank, I think we better forget about the ad. You just go along trying to find the dog yourself.
Okay, Spade, and I'm sure mad, because if I don't find my dog, I've already got a cuss word picked out, I'm going to say.
You've got a cuss word picked out already?
Yeah. Doggone.
Hey, come here. Just a minute. Don't you want to sing a song?
Well, I'm drawn back like a flip, and I could take you for a ride in my little red wagon.
Red wagon?
Yes, it is. Hey, won't you ride in my little red wagon? I'll
would love to pull you down the street. I bet all the kids will be jealous when they see my playmate so sweet. Hold tight till we come to the hilltop, and then we're gonna coast down the hill, you and me. Hey, won't you ride in my little red wagon? 'Cause you are my sweetheart to be. Come to the hilltop, then we're gonna coast down the hill, you and me. Hey, won't you ride in my little red wagon? 'Cause you are my sweetheart to be.
Spade, while Hank looks for his dog, why don't we get back to some more of that Western swing?
Okay, Bob, but how much do you know about steel guitars?
Well, frankly, not a lot.
Well, then I'd better tell you that Noel Boggs is recognized as one of the top steel guitar players of all time. He's been with me longer than any member of the band, and he'll handle the solo in the next number.
And the number is?
What else? The Steel Guitar Rag.
Noel Boggs was everything you said he was.
Well, I knew you'd like him, and now I'd like to have you meet another member of the band, Bob, and this is Phil Gray, my vocalist and top trombone man.
Glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you, Bob.
It's a pleasure, Phil. Do you have a Western background like Jimmy Jackson?
Well, not unless you'd call Utica, New York a Western town. That's where I was born and did my first work as a vocalist.
With an orchestra?
No, I delivered singing telegrams. Say, I do have a Western background. I work for Western Union.
Oh.
Sorry, Spade. Well, after that, I sang and played trombone with Frankie Masters and Henry Bussey. Spade heard me with Bussey at the Aragon Ballroom last year, made me an offer, and here I am to stay, I hope.
I hope he stays too, Bob. You'll know why when you hear the fine job he does on River Road Two-Step. You ready, boys? Oh,
bother you, don't let trouble worry you. There's a place where the old river flows, you can dance your troubles away. Oh, it seems to be lighter, smiles a little bit brighter. When you dance to the river, oh, two-step, you're just bound to be gay. When you are holding your girl by your side, maybe you'll find romance. Down by the river road, troubles will fly to the one-step, two-step river road dance. Trouble worry you. There's a place where the old river flows. You can dance your troubles away. Oh, it seems to be lighter. Smiles a little bit brighter. When you dance to the river road two-step, you're just bound to be gay. When you are holding your girl by your side, maybe you'll find romance. Down by the river road, troubles will fly to the one-step. Yeah, to the two-step. Do the one-step, two-step river road dance.
Hey! Hey! Spade, I'll guess that Phil Gray gets a lot of mail from his lady admirers.
Yes, and he appreciates it because he loves the ladies as we all do. You know, when you're with a beautiful woman, it sort of makes time stand still. And now I'd like to have you meet one that would make, with a face that would make a clock stand still, Miss Lotta Chatter. Here she is. Here she is.
Well, here I am, Mr. Cooley, in the flesh.
Yes, and plenty of it, too. What's that outfit you're wearing, Lotta? A white uniform and a white cap. What's the business?
Well, I've got a new job. I'm a nurse.
How in heaven's name did you happen to pick nursing as a profession?
Well, it sort of runs in my family. You see, my father was one of the men in white.
You mean he was the doctor?
No, a street cleaner.
I'd like to hear more about your job, but first let me introduce Bob Lamont. This is Lotta Chatter.
How do you do, Miss Chatter?
Well, I do pretty good.
Lotta was telling me about a new job as a nurse. Now, who do you work for, Lotta?
His name is Dr. Hacksaw. He's a wonderful surgeon and full of fun.
Full of fun?
Yes, a regular cut-up.
He must be great to work for.
Oh, he's sensational. And so handsome in his surgeon's gown and black mask.
Now, wait a minute. Don't you mean a white mask? A black mask is worn by a robber.
I know. You should see the prices he charges.
Well, how did he happen to hire you, Lotta?
Well, I answered his ad that said, experienced woman wanted as nurse. At first, he wasn't sure about me.
You mean he wasn't sure you were experienced?
No, he wasn't sure that I was a woman. I guess I hadn't been taking my vitamin pills.
Oh, you do take vitamin pills?
Yes. That reminds me, tomorrow's my birthday, and naturally a girl wants to just look as her best on her birthday, so I'm going to take the strongest vitamin of all.
B12?
You're sweet to think so, but I'll be 16.
Well, I'll bet you that Dr. Hacksaw is awfully glad that he hired you.
Well, he is now, but I did make a few mistakes at first.
What kind of mistakes?
Well, one day a man came in when the doctor was away, and I took one look at him and treated him for sunburn.
What was wrong with that?
He didn't have sunburn. He was an Indian.
Hacksaw puts up with that sort of a thing. He can't be much of a doctor.
He's marvelous.
Well, how many degrees does he have?
Oh, none. His temperature's normal.
Stop that, Lotta. Did he ever go to college?
Oh, sure.
Well, I know that you're proud to associate with such an educated man.
Well, it's a little embarrassing. You see, I didn't do so well when I went to school.
Well, how did you compare with the other students?
Well, you've heard of the foot of the class.
Yes.
Well, I was the heel at the end of the foot.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, but Dr. Hacksaw doesn't mind. You see, really, that man's an angel with one of those round things over his head.
Halo.
Hello. Didn't we speak when I came in?
Now, wait a minute, Lotta. The round thing is a halo, but don't let that bother you.
Oh, I never let anything bother me. Don't worry about round things. I'm sort of a round thing myself.
You certainly are.
I even wrote a poem about you and I. Would you like to hear it?
A poem about us? Sure, go ahead.
We were would make a lovely pair. I'm so round and you're so square.
Now, just a minute. Maybe we better stick to Dr. Hacksaw. What kind of operations does Dr. Hacksaw perform?
Oh, all kinds. A poor woman came in who'd had her face lifted so many times that her nose was on top of her head. He picked her up so you couldn't even notice it.
You mean that he moved her nose back where it belonged?
Oh, no. He dyed it to match her hair.
The man's a genius.
You're so right. There was only one operation he couldn't handle, a man who wanted to have his appendix removed through his ear.
Well, why wouldn't he have it taken out the usual way?
Well, he was ticklish.
What are your duties with Dr. Hacksaw?
Well, Hacksaw.
Hacksaw, I'm sorry.
Well, when he operates, I hand him the things he needs. Knives, scissors, probes, scalpels, and chewing gum.
Chewing gum?
Yes, he can't thread a needle, so he just sticks the patients together.
Well, he really must be a genius, Lotta.
Well, there's another duty. You see, when people come in that are looking for a check, I pick them up and shake them.
I don't get the idea.
Well, the doctor left a couple of knives in somebody, and he wants to find the one who jingles.
Lotta, I think you've made the perfect connection.
Oh, I have. Well, I'd better be getting back to work. My favorite patient, Mr. Sinclair, is coming in today. He's so handsome.
You go for him, huh?
Well, in a ladylike way. The other day he had his blood pressure taken and it was 150. I walked by and touched his hand.
What happened?
Well, I saw his 150 and raised him 500.
Well, it's been nice talking to you, and thanks for coming around on my opening show.
You're certainly welcome, Mr. Cooley, and if you ever need an operation, I'll be there for that opening, too. Bye-de-bye.
Wade, would I be giving away a secret if I told the people that Lotta Chatter isn't a she, but a he? No, I think the man that created Lotta Chatter should get full credit. And his name, of course, is Wally Ruth, and he plays saxophone in the band. Well, getting back to the band and your music, Spade, they tell me that you've written quite a few tunes yourself.
Yes, I get an idea now and then and whistle it, and somebody writes it down for me.
Well, could we hear a Cooley opus?
Opus?
Well, that's a musical work.
Well, mine aren't even work at all. I'm not sure they're musical. But if you'd really want to hear one, how about the Cowbell Polka?
Okay, Spade, you pick up your fiddle and let's hear it. Or, since this is the Cowbell Polka, maybe you'd better pick up a cowbell. You take your choice. Say, Spade, don't you have another male vocalist, one that I haven't met?
We sure do, Bob, and that's the boy that does the rhythm songs, Freddie Love.
Oh, you mean the one you call Careless Love.
That's right, but there's not a thing careless about the way he sings the tune. Careless, meet Bob Lamond.
Hi, Bob.
Hello, Careless.
Careless Love.
Say, Careless, what part of the West are you from?
I'm from Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Mighty fine country out there. What was your first musical job?
Playing ukulele with the Hawaiian Beachcombers.
With that history, how did you ever get with a Western band?
Just lucky, I guess. And I'm mighty lucky to have him, too. Freddie was in the Navy for over 6 years, and when I heard him sing at a show at the San Diego Naval Base in 1946, I told him right then that I wanted him with my band as soon as he got his discharge.
And I took him up on it last year.
And tonight, Freddie's given us one of his real specials, an old English folk song with new American words, and the name of the tune, Bonaparte's Retreat.
You know something? This could easily be the theme song for the United Nations. An English folk tune about a French emperor played by a Western band and sung by a South Carolinian who plays an Hawaiian ukulele.
That's a girl I love in a town way down in Dixie. Neath the stars above, she was the sweetest girl I ever did see. So I held her in my arms and told her of her many charms. I kissed her while the fiddles played the Bonaparte Retreat. All the world was right when I held her on that night. And I heard her say, please don't ever go away. So I held her in my arms and told her of her many charms. I kissed her while the fiddles played the Bonaparte Retreat. The stars above, she was the sweetest girl I ever did see. So I held her in my arms and told her of her many charms. I kissed her while the fiddles played the Bonaparte Retreat. All the world was bright when I held her on that night, and I heard her say, please don't ever go away. So I held her in my arms and her many charms. I kissed her while the fiddles played the Bonaparte's Retreat.
Yeah, and there's the Spade Cooley.
I'm confident that it would be found there.
Yes, and then he attacked me and stole that flask again in order to make it look like Fela had done it.
Exactly, Archie. Mr. Saunders, the chances are that your fingerprints will be found on that whiskey flask, and they'll be able to trace the poison to wherever you purchased it. The chances
are... Oh, no, you don't. Careful now, all of you.
Guns bore me, Saunders.
Oh, yeah? I'm leaving.
You are not...
Clay.
Oh!
Clay.
Yes, Mrs. Michelson, your husband has been there for some time.
Clay, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Well done, Mr. Michelson. I think you proved that an artist's life may indeed be exciting.
I've been an awful fool, Mr. Wolf.
Mr. Michelson, you might remember for the future that unreasoning and unjustifiable jealousy sometimes creates the very conditions that it fears.
You're being very kind to me, Mr. Wolf.
How can we ever thank you?
By prompt remittance of your check on receipt of my bill in the morning. Good day, Mr. and Mrs. Michelson.
Good day, Mr. Wolf.
Good day.
What's the matter, Archie? You look glum.
Yeah. I always have the lousiest luck.
Meaning?
A hectic case with two beautiful dames. Michelson gets one, the undertaker gets the other, and what do I get? Hey, that reminds me. You got a fee. I get paid.
You have been listening to The New Adventures of Nero Wolfe, starring Sidney Greenstreet. Tonight's transcribed story was written by Cheryl Hendricks and based on the famous characters created by Rex Stout. This is an Edwin Fadiman program, produced and directed by J. Donald Wilson. In the cast were Larry Dobkin as Archie Goodwin and Betty Lou Gerson, Howard McNear, Dan O'Herlihy, Vic Perrin, and Bill Johnstone. Next week at this same time, Nero Wolfe and Archie will bring you The Case of the Beautiful Archer. Don Stanley speaking. Three chimes mean good times on NBC. There's fun and laughs with the chimes later this evening when Ed Gardner stars in Duffy's Tavern. As usual, Duffy won't be there, but Archie the manager will definitely be on hand to spread his whimsical advice where it'll do the most damage. Next, Sam Spade. Later, William Bendix on NBC.